With us this morning in the studio is ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, we missed a couple of board meetings. Well, it's been busy. There have been other things going on.
It has been.
So tonight at the City Council meeting, acting on a letter from you reflecting an activity at the board on Indigenous People Day.
Yeah. As everybody knows, we have a significant number of American Indian students in our school, and we feel very strongly that the way history has developed, and as we've learned more and more, that perhaps looking at an Indigenous People's Day in place of Columbus Day might be a positive message to send our community. As you know, there used to be a Washington's birthday and a Lincoln's birthday, and now we call it President's Day. We have a lot of wonderful explorers out there from a variety of places, and rather than singling out one person, perhaps it would make sense to have an Explorer's Day or something along that line. Certainly not intended to offend those of Italian descent. There's no doubt that Christopher Columbus was an amazing explorer, but as again, history has become a more exact science, so to speak. We've learned a lot of things about Christopher Columbus that really aren't very nice. And to look at it being an Indigenous People's Day would certainly be, in at least my opinion, much more respectful of our community at large. But certainly, I realize it's a sensitive subject for those of Italian descent and maybe others in our county as well.
Mm-hmm. A lot of communities have done that. Minneapolis, for example.
Duluth.
Yep. So anyway, it's coming up. Has the school board made a ruling on this yet, or?
Well, the school board we don't have the authority to, put out a proclamation like the city of Duluth or Minneapolis or, any of the states that have done it. There's a few states that statewide mm-hmm. have made that proclamation. So we don't really have the authority to do it. Our intent was just to start the community discussion, because if nothing else, the discussion around this is really critically important.
Mm-hmm. Board elections, you've managed to beat the hustings and come up with someone who's willing to be a write-in candidate.
Right, and we really appreciate Chris Gettle stepping forward and being willing to be a write-in candidate. I think he's a strong candidate and would do an excellent job.
This is District 3, right?
Yep, District 3.
And that one had by a number of interesting turns of event, because people moving out of the district and even the replacement for the person who moved out of the district The levy, remind people what you're doing with the levy and why it's not final.
In school districts, you do a preliminary levy in September, and school districts have limits as to how high their levy can go. And so what we do in September, the board approves a preliminary levy, and we say that we're approving it at maximum, which means that we are doing the state allowed max. And right now, based on that information, we're looking at approximately a 4-5% increase. Our truth and taxation hearing is at the regular board meeting in December, and we will at that time be finalizing our levy and looking at the total impact on taxes. And once the state has all of the final details, we've talked several times about school finance being a challenging situation, and laws and how the levy works. There's still some bugs in our levy, and they've got to work those out mm-hmm. To make sure that we've got everything exact.
Also, I think it's worth noting that you start at the top, you work down, because the state laws say you can't increase. Once you set your initial levy, you can't increase, but you can decrease it.
Correct.
Which you undoubtedly will probably attempt to do. As
right,
everybody
correct.
Does. Well, speaking of having a rough time, how about sports?
You know, certainly we've had a variety of successes this year in sports. Certainly applaud our cross-country team. Volleyball continues to do well, and Pam Taylor, again, leads that group. I just want to take a little bit of time to talk about our football situation. It's been kind of a rough year. We have not won a game. And I know that is hard on everybody. It's hard on the fans, it's hard on the players, and it's tough on the coaches. And I know they've all been working hard. Don't want to make excuses, but we are competing against schools that are much larger than us.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, you know, to have a 11-man team for a school this size is really difficult to be able to compete. And so next year, we are going to 9-man football. I know that some folks are maybe not totally thrilled with that because they're traditionalists. But if you've ever watched 9-man football, it's a good football game. I like the running game that comes up with 9-man. And cost-wise for our district, the transportation is actually going to be lower. Mm-hmm. Schools are closer. Injury-wise, it's better for our players because they'll be competing against other teams with similar size and number of players. And I think it'll be a much more competitive season. With the 9-man football, another thing that's going to be a little strange next year because of all the switching and the scheduling, we'll actually have 3 games before school starts.
Oh, really?
So it'll be a beautiful year to watch football. I hope the guys don't have a hot fall. But again, that just has to do with the scheduling and the transition.
So how are we doing enrollment-wise?
Actually, enrollment-wise, I'm really pleased with where we are at. We are at approximately 458 students. We were predicting 436. Mm-hmm. So we're up a little bit. And again, just more signs that it looks like we're leveling off and probably are going to be around that 450 mark versus that 425 mark that we were looking at 5 years ago. And so that's really a good number.
We'll talk to you again soon. Okay. Bev Schwartz is the superintendent of the ISD 166 school.
Thank you, Jay.